Okay, very good. Thank you very much, and we'll see you guys next week. 7-3s. Have a good Veterans Day. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in Southlake, Texas. That's part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, where it's a sunny, cool 44 degrees here this morning. Feeling like fall and looking like it outside as well. We're broadcasting, as always, on the Internet via the streaming audio app. You can get the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November Echo India November. That's TuneIn. Search for Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie in their search box and pull us right up. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Also streaming via regular computer if you want to do that. It's available at our website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org. Let's see. Today is, this is Veterans Day weekend. I want to wish all our veterans out there a very happy Veterans Day. Also, happy birthday to the U.S. Marine Corps today. Today is their anniversary as well. And one other announcement on a more personal note, one of our shipmates, Whiskey 6 Victor X-Ray Papa Ted Davis from California, retired chief warrant officer, was on vacation in Europe and on a cruise ship off the coast of Greece when he was suddenly taken ill and medevaced to a hospital in Athens, Greece, where he's been for the past 3 weeks. Condition is not good. He's got some sort of a blood infection, and it's not responding to antibiotics. They would love to have an opportunity to get him home, but that's a very expensive undertaking. Insurance will not pay for it. TRICARE will not pay for it. Veterans Administration and the Coast Guard will not pay for it. And we're basically a bunch of us trying to figure out ways to get him home. If you have any ideas, and we've tried a bunch of them, but if you have them, send me an email via the call book address, just KE7A, KE7A, my personal call sign, KE7A at ARRL.net, KE7A at ARRL.net. If you've got an idea, know of a charitable organization or some other outfit, maybe a corporate outfit that sometimes makes mercy flights, send me an email and let me know. We're trying to do anything and everything we can because he's fading and they're just not getting any better over there at the hospital in Athens, Greece, and so we need to get him home. So that's my public service announcement for today. Let's see if we have any active duty Coast Guard. Any active duty Coast Guard out there? This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie on this Veterans Day weekend. Any relays on active duty Coast Guard? All right, any regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile? Any regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile?
Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta Delta Hotel Mobile.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Delta Hotel Mobile. Any other regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile? Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Delta Hotel. Go right ahead. Looks like you got the whole thing.
Oh, good afternoon, Dick. It's been a while. Excuse the feedback here. Seems for some reason I'm getting feedback through my Bluetooth here on the radio, but good to hear you on here. Gorgeous day here in Amelia Island, a little cool. Great for a Veterans Day, and a happy Veterans Day to all the vets that are out there. It's been a while since I've checked in. We've been kind of busy and traveling on the weekends. Want to hold it here, Dick. Just want to say good afternoon. Got a beautiful single coming in here. The band's really in good shape, which is nice for mobile. No noise whatsoever. So have a good one, and we'll try and check in later on in the month. WA4 Delta Delta Hotel, Mobile.
Roger, roger. Very good, Bill. Strong signal from the Mobile today. Didn't catch the feedback at all. Sounded really good there with the Bluetooth. Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Delta Hotel. Semper Paratus, and happy Veterans Day from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, any other regular Coast Guard net members who are Mobile?
Amelia Island.
Any other regular Coast Guard net members who are Mobile?
Whiskey 4, Echo Golf.
Hey, Whiskey 4 Echo Golf, how are you, sir? Our old homestead out there in Thousand Oaks, not good. I mean, there's all kinds of bad things going on out there. My neighborhood has been evacuated, at least the old one anyway. Over.
Oh, yeah. But you want to hear something worse? You know, I don't know if it's the deputy sheriff that got killed or if it was the Marine that killed him. But they were my next-door neighbors.
Oh, no. You knew both of them?
No. I in reality, I owned the house right next to it, and I did not know them, but they moved in perhaps after I left, and I have a request for you.
Oh my goodness! Well, that is just horrible. We have our flag here at half staff in honor of those that were killed in that incident out there in Thousand Oaks, California. Ernie and I both used to live there, and what a beautiful place to live. And to have that happen there at that particular facility, I'm very familiar with the bar that it was that the event happened in. And then also just almost before they even, well, I know before they've even had memorial services or funerals, the place is on fire. Literally on fire, including my old neighborhood. I was quite surprised to see that. But go ahead, Ernie.
Okay, Dick. Yes, I remember those days quite well. Well, behind my brother-in-law, the fires came close, but it missed them. But however, it did take Westlake and into the other side of the Malibu. Dick, I have some information that I will call you at the end of the med. That my wife used to take care of it, but insurance company when it was impossible to bring it someone back, and she handled many of those cases when she was working as the nurse for HealthNet back in California. So, but she's not here. When she returns, I'll give you a call and I'll talk to you on the phone. So when you see my ringer go off over there, please pick it up because she may have information of how to bring him back. The other thing, the final request is, I am looking for either Georgia, North Carolina, and Mississippi. So if anybody is checking for there, I would like to work so that I can complete a couple of workhole states in different modes. Okay, thank you.
Well, Georgia and North Carolina might be possibilities here today. I'm not sure about Mississippi. We do have some members in Mississippi, but the propagation for me is not usually there. But if they're there, just stay tuned and listen, and you'll know where they're from when I contact them, and I'll see if we can get you to say hello to them. Over.
Thank you for that. And again, we'll call you at the end of it as soon as my wife gets back, so she gives you some information about the our brother really back in Greece.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, Ted is was a shipmate of mine aboard Coast Guard cutter Gresham, and at November Mike Charlie in San Bruno, and we served in Vietnam together. He was also responsible for giving me my very first ham radio exam aboard Gresham. It was a conditional license at the time. They had those, and I got my first ticket while on board Gresham, and Ted was the one that did that, and we've kept in touch all these years. So it's been quite a challenge, and he's pretty active here on the net until he went on vacation, and then this happened. So. Not a good thing. W4EG, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, very good, Ernie. Good sounding rig. Sounds pretty strong today, too. 7-3s, and we'll get a talk with you later on. Let's take some additional check-ins now, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo 5.
Bravo 1, Juliet Delta,
Echo Lima Delta. November 2, Bravo Tango X-ray.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee.
Well, that was quite a pileup, fellas. November 3, Oscar Uniform Echo. WB2 ELD, KB1 JDY, got a bunch of other strong stations. Try them again, spread them out.
Kilo Alpha 6 Delta.
November 2, Bravo Tango X-ray.
Kilo Bravo 1 November, November 2, Bravo Tango X-ray. Couple more.
Kilo Charlie 2, Alpha Delta Tango.
Kilo Alpha 6 Delta.
Okay, I got a Kilo Charlie 2 Papa Quebec India. There's another Kilo Charlie 2, I believe.
Kilo Charlie.
Kilo Alpha 6 okay. Delta.
Yeah, K6D, I got you. Who's the Kilo Charlie 2?
A Golf Hotel Tango.
Golf Hotel Tango, all right. I'll stop right there. Don't want to make the list too long. We might fade out, but we'll get everybody in there this Veterans Day weekend. Thanks a lot for being there. Good sounded bunch out there today. November 3, Oscar Uniform Echo. Go ahead. N3OUE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, very good. Thanks for the kind words there, John. You have a good Veterans Day weekend out there, and glad we got you on the payroll today. Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
W5CCC, WB2ELD. Good afternoon, Dick. You got a good signal here in New Jersey. You're about the same temperature we are. We're sitting at 40 degrees, very windy out. Got a lot of leaves on the ground now, so definitely looking like winter is just around the corner. The snowblower is still sitting out there in the shed, but it's going to be coming into the garage pretty soon, I got a feeling. That's a tough situation there with the fellow that's over there in Greece. I'll tell you what, that must be very frustrating. Dick, happy Veterans Day to you, and by the way, I just want to say that the Lowe's that we have here locally in my town just put out some veterans parking spots, which is the first time I've seen that around here, so I guess that's just in time. Back to you.
Well, you need to run over there and use it just because they did it. That's pretty interesting. I don't know if that's something they're doing everywhere, probably just for this weekend, I would think. Don't you, Art, over?
Well, I noticed it about a week ago, so it looks like it's just in time. I don't know how long they're going to leave them out there, but maybe I should go out there and just try one out. Back to you.
Yeah, indeed. Very good. Well, I have a Coast Guard license plate on my car, so it would be pretty easy to prove that that I actually qualified to park there, but it'd be interesting to see what they do with that. Lowe's always has given veterans discounts, so that's something worth about 15%, and if you're buying a bunch of stuff, that can add up in a hurry. WB2, ELD, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, you have a great Veterans Day weekend. Thanks for sharing that information with me. We were supposed to freeze this morning, but we didn't. Only went down to 36. I was quite surprised. So I really thought we probably had gone down below the freezing mark, but we didn't. So see you later, WB2 ELD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Let's go KB1 JDY.
W5 CGC, KB1 JDY. Hello, Dick and everybody on the net. George, 45 degrees, pretty soggy over here. Had another inch and a quarter of rain last night, and finally stopped over here. It's getting cold over here, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Back to that.
Oh, boy, that's a lot of rain. Fortunately, we haven't gotten much here. We still haven't dried out from the last time it rained. It's still pretty sloppy out there, and our road is still closed, damn it. Oh, pardon my French. It's been about 6 weeks now, and they haven't turned a spoon of dirt out there to repair it yet either. But I understand they're going to start on it next week. Washed out in a big rainstorm back the 1st of September. KB1JDY W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Thank you, George. Samira Musup, 73s.
73, Dick, Semper Paratus.
Kilo Baker 1 November.
Good afternoon to you and everyone else on the net today. It's a 57 degree day in Houston, North Carolina. Supposed to drop into the mid 30s tonight. Which is just fine. No news, nothing much else going on here. Happy Veterans Day to everybody. Thank you.
Okay, Al, how you doing there after everything that's been going on? And I've got a station down in Florida that wants to try to work you just to get you in his logbook. Everything going okay for you now, over?
Everything's fine. We decided to put in a whole house generator after the last two hurricanes, and that's up and running. Real peace of mind to have that thing yet. And plenty to power everything in the house. Don't have to worry or load shed anything. A nice addition to our house. Over.
You betcha. Well, let's see. Whiskey 4 Echo Golf, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, do you copy KB1N in North Carolina?
Negative, Dick.
Okay, guess that won't work. He doesn't copy you, Al, so that we can't make a little contact for him there. But thank you for being there. Big Semper Paratus to you, and happy Veterans Day weekend. Over.
Very good. Fine business. Thanks. And we'll listen out and have time to check in next week. This is KB1N.
Yep, that generator thingy sounds mighty fine, I got to tell you. I like the sounds of that. November 2, Bravo Tango X-Ray.
Hey, good morning, Dick, and welcome to snowy western New York. We've got 3 inches of snow yesterday, 6 this morning, about 30 degrees, so winter has struck. Otherwise, doing pretty good. Last week, I was able to visit the mothership, W1AW. My wife and I were down in Connecticut. I also had a chance to stop over to the Coast Guard Academy and visit the Coast Guard Museum. So for once, I was able to get some time there at W1AW. My wife gave me 2 hours of amateur radio daycare, as she calls it, and worked some of the circuits and just had an enjoyable time. Back to you.
I love it. Amateur radio daycare. I never really quite thought of it that way. I could do the same thing, though, if just going down here to the toy store here in Plano. Ham radio outlet's got a thing there. I can bump into shelves and twist knobs and just oogle over things like crazy there. Over.
Roger. Yeah, I did that up in New Hampshire and also down in Georgia at a HRO, and that's where my wife came up with the amateur radio daycare. She says, you got 2 hours of daycare, go and enjoy yourself.
I was talking to a couple of guys a little earlier that went to DX Engineering on a bit of a road trip and wandered around in their loft for a while and came out with a bag of PL-259s. That was it. Did you, of course, they don't sell stuff there. I guess you could buy an ARRL book or something while you were there at W1AW, right? Over.
Yeah, that's, you know, they sell some of the books and the shirts and stuff like that. But talking about DX Engineering, my daughter goes to Kent State, which is about 15 minutes down the road from DX Engineering there in Ohio. And I have ventured into that place. And not only do you get hit with the amateur radio stuff, but they also have tons of car stuff. It's an awesome place. Over.
Yes, sir. I would have to leave my wallet at home, and my phone, too, since I have Apple Pay on it. 73s to you there. Good talking to you, and enjoy the snowy weather up there as well into Bravo Tango X-Ray, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day, Tuesday.
Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango.
On the ground. Would you give me just an audio check? I just want to know if it sounds clear from NF4Z.
Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, you took a little bit of a fade there, Harry. Good to have you on board with us today. Did you say it's snowing where you are too, over? Yeah, roger, roger. Very good. We'll stay warm up there. I usually can count on you for some snow this time of year, just about all year long at your QTH where you live. But good to have you on board today. Semper Paratus to you. Hope you have a great Veterans Day, and we'll look forward to getting some more tales from the snowy north woods of Parrishville, New York. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, next one on my list, Kilo Charlie 2, Papa Quebec, India. Eric, you faded right out on me there. Sounds like we've got a little fading going on into New York State and some parts of it right at the moment. Kilo Charlie 2, Papa Quebec, India, sounds like you're about ready to have some winter weather. I'm sure you'll probably be headed to the south pretty soon. At least if not soon, you'll be thinking about it. Over. Not copying you right now, Eric, unfortunately, so we'll have to say 7-3s to you. You have a good weekend, a happy Veterans Day to you and to everyone else out there. We'll talk to you again next week. Kilo Charlie 2, Papa Quebec, India, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta.
Yeah, good morning to everybody in there. Happy anniversary for the Veterans Day. We have had such massive fires out here out by the coast that every single TV channel had coverage and helicopters up. It was unbelievable. And there are dozens of people that have lost over 150 homes. Unlike anything in California history. I was just going to say, Dick, excuse me, that if any of the guys are in Good Sam Club, they have what they call travel assist, and that might help the guy in Greece if they've got coverage over there. And also, we have a special medical coverage for the two of us. If we travel overseas, they would bring us back home, unlike our friend there that's stuck in Greece. But otherwise, it's about 60 degrees, sunny, and grandkids are still playing ball and having drum concerts and stuff like that. So it's busy out here. So take care and wish everybody well. This is KA60 back to W5CGC.
Yeah, KA60, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, very good there, Mort. You're a little south of where the big fires are up around the Ventura County, Malibu area, right?
Yeah, right. We're inland and about 40 miles north of inland from Los Angeles, California. But those fires are unbelievable, and they've literally run out of fire personnel and trucks. And they said the fires were so bad upstate that what was happening is that they were going to have to bring in fire personnel and trucks from out of state.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, very good. on that report. A very, 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 very tense situation out there. As I mentioned, I used to live in Thousand Oaks, California. I moved here to Texas from there. Been a few years ago. And there were a number of fires out there. I can remember them very well around in and around Thousand Oaks, but never affected the area that I lived in. However, this time around, that area is part of the area that has been evacuated. I haven't seen anything today would indicate what has happened in that area exactly where I used to live, but I do know it was in an evacuation zone at one time, which is you know, kind of a sad thing. It's a very, very nice part of California. So anyway, Mort, we'll wish everybody in California all the best and stay safe out there and hope that something happens to get those fires under control soon. Go ahead, Mort.
Yeah, okay. And we've been out here 14 years, and I don't remember any of the fires ever causing every single TV channel had fire coverage all day and all into the evening. So that's how bad it is. And they've got double helicopters up there, and it's really just been spectacular to see and realize the terrible trauma of people that have lost every single thing in their homes. So back to you. This is KA6D.
Yeah, roger that. KA6D, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, and thanks to Mort in California for giving us an update on what's going on out there. Let's take some additional check-ins here real quick. We'll work one or two more before we go up to Alaska. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie looking for Coast Guard veterans.
W5 CGC W6CR05 Germany, Special Forces Group, over.
Okay, there are a couple stations calling. I didn't get the call sign. Something National Forces?
W6 Special Forces Group, W6 Sierra Foxtrot, Germany.
Okay, W6 Sierra Fox, Germany, go ahead.
Yeah, my beam is not on you at all. In fact, you're off the ends of my elements. But Bruce in Lynchburg, Virginia, over.
Bruce in Lynchburg, Virginia. Okay, W6 Sugar Fox, Germany, I've got you. Bruce, you've checked in with us before, but it's been over a year. I don't have any Coast Guard information in there for you. Did you have Coast Guard service, over?
No, I didn't. Just checking in, and yes, I don't check in too often. I used to check in a lot more when I lived out in California, but we've been out here 40 years. So I've got my daughter here, and I was just demonstrating my flex radio to her. Over.
Okay, very good. You're 5'9 here into Dallas, Fort Worth. Any prior military service?
No, sir.
All right, no problem. I'll just get that in the logbook there. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope you have a good weekend there, and hello to your daughter.
Okay, thank you very much, 73. Have a great day. W6SFG, clear.
All right, was there another Coast Guard veteran there?
Foxtrot Whiskey.
W6 Radio Mike Charlie, I got you out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Nick. Nice signals here this morning. Right now it's about 41 degrees, very smoky. We are about 140 miles away from the campfire as the crow flies, but getting a lot of smoke. As of this morning, it's burned 100,000 acres and 20% containment, over.
Yeah, QSL. That's the one that destroyed the city of Paradise?
Most of it, at least, yeah. It's wiped out everything just about in the whole area, over.
Yeah, a number of fatalities up there, too. Very tragic situation, very serious situation. It is and smoky in the Bay Area from all of that. You've had your share of challenges around the Bay Area, and we know about those, too. But hopefully everything will be there okay this weekend, Tim. Anything happening out there for Veterans Day where you're going to be, over?
Roger, yeah, going out to the coast, to Fort Bragg, to have lunch and dinner and stay with our daughter and her family. Get away from the smoke a little bit, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. We're going to celebrate Veterans Day here, too. My son is retired Air Force. His wife served in the Air Force. And so we're going to have a little Veterans Day barbecue on Sunday. So we're looking forward to that and going to celebrate in style here. So Whiskey 6 Radio, Mike Charlie, W5 Coast Guard Club. Thank you, Tim, for being there. Nice signal. S9 today, 73 Semper Paratus.
73 is the Semper Paratus.
Time to go up to Alaska if we can, and in order to do that, we're also going to find out about this day in Coast Guard history. From Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, how copy?
Oh, somewhere between 7 and 9, not too bad today. Hope things are a lot calmer in the great Pacific Northwest than they are in California. That's just terrible stuff going on down there, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. And heard Ernie's report that the house next door is burned down, and I guess a couple of his neighbors died, so that's pretty unfortunate. We feel for them and for Ernie, over.
Roger, roger. Yeah, indeed. Well, it's kind of, you know, Thousand Oaks is never in the news because there's never any news in Thousand Oaks until this week. And now, you know, between everything else that's happened out there, it just brings back very fond memories of living in Thousand Oaks. I always did think it was a beautiful part of the country and great people out there and great environment. And all of this is just horrific. So, AL7DD, let's see what we can do about grabbing a hold of some Alaskans. Maybe they're up and at them with the daylight savings time change. Over.
Well, we'll see. But first, this day in Coast Guard history, you all already touched on their brothers in the Marine Corps, their Marine Corps' birthday back in 1775. And in 1913, the lightship number 82 was lost with all hands during a gale while on the station near Buffalo, New York, and six crewmen were aboard the lightship when it went down. And also another sinking in 1975 on the Great Lakes, the ore carrier Edmund Fitzgerald was caught in an unexpected storm, excuse me, and the loss of all hands on board. So that's what happened today in Coast Guard history.
Roger, roger. Thank you for that report.
Okay, we'll turn the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members, our Alaskan members only. Great. So glad that he's doing well there, and CAL 7 Delta Delta. Anybody else in Alaska for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net? W86ANHAL7DD. Well, no Carlton this morning, so we'll continue on and see if we can get a hold of Gus out in Hawaii. NH7J.
Yeah, Roger. Boy, I tell you what, when you turn your antenna today, you just really faded out. I heard very little of what you were chatting with Lawrence about, or Larry, KL7IWC, and I didn't hear him at all either. Apparently, when I turned my antenna your direction, I'm also picking up some tremendous line noise, probably from some heaters in the area that normally aren't on this time of day. So I missed his report. Over.
Yeah, Larry said that in addition to our Coast Guard history day, of the day, he helped investigate the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald back when it sunk. So Larry interviewed the captain of the vessel that was following the Edmund Fitzgerald, and it took the investigation over.
Roger, roger. Well, that's interesting indeed. I'm sure that was quite the challenge in the day. That was quite the mystery sinking. It still is to this day. KL7IWC, thank you for being out there. NH7J, Gus, November Hotel 7, Juliet, are you copying me this morning? Over.
I sure am, yeah. Well, it's an hour later and the sun's up. W5CGC, NH7 Juliet. At least 5-9, Dick, how are you hearing me? Over.
You are about the same. I wasn't sure which way it would go with this daylight savings time ending, but your Q5 copy from Hawaii did not hear the Alaska in Juneau at all. And when Nick turns his antenna, I can barely copy him, but you're coming in great. How are things in beautiful Oahu? Over.
Well, not much drama here. Typical Hawaiian weekend. A little rainy last couple of days. I think it's whatever that is moving from west to east should clear out of here this morning. And they say it's going to be a beautiful afternoon and the rest of the long weekend here. I know they're tracking it here because there's a big Bruno Mars concert going on down at the Aloha Stadium. Was one last night, and I guess they got two more for the next two nights there, so they're really watching the weather. But should be a beautiful weekend here, trade winds, and that's about the best time of year for weather in Hawaii, Dick. Over.
Roger, roger. QSL, well, very good. Yeah, Bruno Mars was, I think, over in Austin when they did the Formula One race there, and they had a big crowd out there for that one, and outdoor concert there. They had to battle the weather that day, too, so he's bringing it with him. Over.
Well, yeah, but it's going to clear out. I think Maui and the Big Island will continue through probably Sunday, but here in Oahu and over in Kauai, it should be nice and clear and pretty. So not a whole lot planned here, just the usual full life that we have, Dick, but all is good. Hope you're doing well, and good to hear you. Over.
You betcha. And, of course, I know there are all kinds of Veterans Day activities going on out there. Around Pearl Harbor and Honolulu, of course, for the weekend, and we can't forget to celebrate that. So we'll wish you a very happy Veterans Day. Over.
Roger that. And I noticed yesterday coming out of my hole work there, I looked across the parking lot, and there were quite a few Coasties showing up at NMO in their service dress blue there, not service dress, but the tropical long. uniforms. I couldn't quite find out what was going on, but I guess they came up and had some kind of ceremony there for somebody on site there. So it was good to see all that. Over.
Roger, Roger. Very good. I'll see if there's any kind of a little blurb on one of our news feeds about that. But I've still got the magic insulator over here, buddy. She's not too far from reach anytime I get on here for the Coast Guard net. Over.
Okay, well, great. If you ever want to restore that service, I still have the two end insulators in a box, just saving those two, but you got the feeder. So, okay, all the best, 73s, and sorry to hear all the bad news from California there, and we're just tracking that, and our prayers are continual for the folks there. So all the best. Thanks for covering that, Richard. W5CGC from N87J.
Yeah, and if they decide to put that antenna back up, I'll reluctantly send it back over to you, okay?
Yeah, and I'm talking about doing it from there. Maybe you can use it for your beacon. Okay, all the best.
All right, sir. Thanks. N87J, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. That was Gus in Hawaii, Honolulu. Big aloha to you, and happy Veterans Day. Let's grab some check-ins now, those Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Foxtrot Whiskey.
Fox Whiskey, and I think a Blue Ocean. Who else?
November 3, Sierra India Papa.
Who else?
Tango Golf Sierra.
Tango Golf Sierra. Who's Golf Victor?
November 7, Charlie Golf Victor.
Charlie Golf Victor. Who else?
Bravo Kilo Watt, Charlie 9, Whiskey Mike Victor.
Whiskey 6, Juliet Sierra Yankee.
November Mike Kilo.
Juliet Sierra Yankee, November Mike Kilo. How about KK4INP? I was hoping they'd be on. I wanted to see if they got their loop antenna up this weekend. Got a nice long list here. Let's go. Fox Whiskey.
Kilowatt Bravo 6, Fox Whiskey, Larry, Newport Beach, California. Good signal in here this morning, Dick. You're about 20 to 30 over 9. Good solid signal. Beautiful day here, no wind just yet, and fortunately the fires are all north of us, so we don't have a problem here. Anyway, good to hear you this morning, KB6FW.
Well, I'm glad you're in the clear down there, Larry. Big signal here as well, KB6 Fox Whiskey. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, nice to have you on board. Hope you have a great Veterans Day weekend. Over.
Yeah, planning on it. Nothing planned right now, but I'm sure we'll have a get-together. We got the American Legion right up the street here from us, so stop by there periodically. So looking forward to that. KB6FW.
You betcha. 73 Semper Paratus to you. Blue Ocean.
73s.
73's W7BO. Maybe I was hearing things. Anybody got a Bravo Oscar in their call? All right, never mind. November 3, Sugar India Papa.
Okay, good afternoon, Dick. This is November 3, Sierra India Papa. Just wanted to check in, Semper Paratus, and thank all the veterans for their service and also active duty.
All right, Larry, very good. N3 SIP in Pennsylvania, nice to have you on board today. Big Semper Paratus to you, Coast Guard Cutter Boutwell veteran, and you have a good Veterans Day up there. I hope the weather will allow you to get out a little bit. I think I've gotten some reports of some snow in some parts of PA. How about in your area? Over.
No, didn't have it yet. We had 32 degrees and cloudy this morning. It looks pretty clear out now. The temperature's up a little bit better. But still a lot of wind here.
Roger, QSL. Well, very good. Well, you have a good Veterans Day weekend there as well, and we'll say 73 Semper Paratus to you. Look forward to chatting with you again next week, November 3, Sugar India Papa, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Big Semper Paratus, Whiskey 6, Tango Golf Sierra.
Good morning, Dick. Well, we've got smoke and more smoke from the fire to the north. Right now it's what, 100,000 or 80,000 acres, about that. And the town of Paradise has been wiped out. So far, 9 fatalities. Let a fire go.
Yeah, I know. I've been seeing and reading about it and watching it online. It's pretty horrendous what's going on in Northern and Southern California with all the fires this season. Good to have you on, Judd. Sorry about all the smoke there in the Sacramento area, but you're sounding good. I guess probably sounds like a good day to stay inside.
Yeah, and I've this time checked in with my new amplifier. I bought a Acom 600S, and this is the first time I've tried it on the net.
Well, it first of all punched you through the pileup, and we're going to give you an S9 signal report. Does that work?
If that works, I can remember when I could. You could barely hear me, but hopefully this will do it. Okay, have a good week. Talk to you next week.
Roger, roger. And I'm keeping the dust off of those keys, by the way. I use them every Thursday on the net.
Okay.
And shined them up, too. keeping them shiny. No dust. W6TGS, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. N7, Charlie Golf, Victor.
Hey, good morning, Dick. N7CGB. Busy day today. So a bunch of us are getting together here in about 3 hours. We're helping a disabled Vietnam vet get his tower up and get his antennas rigged and getting back up on the air today.
Well, good for you. That sounds like a very worthwhile project on this Veterans Day weekend, getting another vet on the air. He wouldn't be a Coastie vet, would he?
No, sir. He's an Army vet. He got tangled up with Agent Orange, so it's really affected his health quite bad. He's on dialysis, can barely walk, so a bunch of us are getting together to try to get him back up on the air again.
Roger, sounds like a good plan. That's always good to help fellow veterans get stuff put up like that, and thank you for doing that. You have a nice rest of your weekend. Happy Veterans Day. Semper Paratus, November 7, Coast Guard veteran from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Roger, roger. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Kilo Charlie 9, Whiskey Mike Victor.
Good afternoon, guys. Not a coastie here, but an Army vet. And thanks for hosting the net today. And you guys are coming in a beautiful 5-9 into Central Illinois this morning. And you guys have a great Veterans Day weekend there. Over.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you very much for your service in the Army. Kilo Charlie 9, Whiskey Mike Victor. Happy Veterans Day to you and the crew there in Illinois. Nice signal down here in North Texas. A big Semper Paratus from all of us Coasties. 7-3s, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, Roger, you guys do the same. We'll catch you guys down below. KC9 WMV.
Roger, roger. Juliet Sierra Yankee.
Oh, Whiskey 6, Juliet Sierra Yankee. Good morning, Dick. Not a whole lot here. Really cold.
It
was 37
and 20 yesterday.
Over.
Oh, that's a bit chilly. W6JSY. Okay, John, very good. Arlington, Washington. Hope you have a good Veterans Day weekend up there, but it sounds like it might be a little damp and chilly for that. Over.
Over.
I missed that last comment. You going to do what?
It's supposed to, later this weekend, tomorrow and Monday, it's supposed to warm up. But maybe be in the 50s. Then we'll get another cold snap.
Excellent. I hope it does for you. I think we're all the way up to almost 50 degrees here now. It's been a cold snap here for us, too, the last couple of days, John. Might go down to around freezing again tonight, but back up into the 70s again next week. So I think we got that to look forward to. Thanks for being there. Have a good Veterans Day weekend. Semper Paratus, Whiskey 6, Juliet, Sierra Yankee, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Antennas coming around for November 4, November Mike Kilo, N4NMK. Go ahead.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is November 4, November Mike Kilo. Good afternoon, Dick, and everyone on the net. Getting a little chilly here in lower Delaware. Hope to go to freeze tonight. Sounds like I got a good, pretty good crowd here today, Dick. I hear a lot of people, which I don't normally hear. Just passed my 82nd birthday yesterday, so that's another milestone. Didn't think it'd last this long. Anyway, semper paratus, over.
Well, happy birthday to you, but that doesn't qualify as music. I can do that. Happy 82 to you, and happy Veterans Day as well. I mean, you got all kinds of things. You're probably going to even have a piece of cake or something, over.
Roger, unfortunately, I had more than the piece of cake last night, over.
Uh-oh, now you're telling on yourself there. Well, I'm glad to hear that things, you must be feeling pretty good if you're out there cutting the rug and stuff, over.
Oh, yeah, that'll be the day, Dick. Anyway, I'm going back out here. Thanks for the happy. I hope Pop's doing okay, and I'll stand by and help if I can. Over.
All right, very good. Yep, he's hanging in there. He's doing his thing. He had a cataract removed Tuesday, but it was almost like it never happened. It was such a simple thing, but they needed to do it. So he got that done, and he went to Happy Hour yesterday and had his weekly fix of Maker's Mark or Jack Daniels or whatever the heck they're serving over there. But he's always happy to get that done, always looking forward to that, over.
Oh, Roger. Sounds good. You got a very good, strong signal, +9+ today here, over.
Thank you for the big report. You're also 5-9 here, big, strong signal today. You have a great Veterans Day weekend. Happy Vets Day to you, sir, and a big Semper Paratus, and look forward to getting you in the logbook again. As always, Bob, it's always a pleasure. 7-3s.
7-3, Dick. Semper Paratus.
U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly affair here on 14300 at noon Eastern on Saturdays, 9 o'clock Pacific. Let's see who else we have on board today. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. I didn't hear a soul. Try it again. Who else?
Charlie Mike Delta.
Kilo 3, Quebec, November.
Kilo 3, Quebec, November. Other Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
K7BAB.
K7BAB. Got you. Who else?
Kilo Bravo 9, Papa India Lima, Chicago, Portable.
Kilo 7, Alpha Bravo.
K7 or K something Papa India Lima, K7 Alpha Bravo. Let me work these guys here before we run out of time. Kilowatt 3, Quebec, November, go ahead.
This is Kilo 3, Quebec, November.
Sorry, I didn't hear you say you were calling for Coast Guard vets, but I'm Navy retired, if that qualifies me, I don't know. You got a beautiful signal on Virginia Beach, just so I check in, say hi, over.
No problem. Thank you for your service in the Air Force and the Navy. We've had you in the logbook before, Jim. And thank you very much for your service, and I hope you have a great Veterans Day. You're running S9 here into Dallas-Fort Worth. Over.
Oh, roger that. Well, that's good to hear. Got a nice day here at the beach. It's mostly cloudy, but I guess it's in the low 60s right now. But a little chilly overnight. Supposed to go down and freeze tonight. We'll see. Thank you for the good wishes. Same to you, sir. Over.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for joining us today. Kilowatt 3, Quebec, November. Hope it doesn't get too cold in Virginia Beach. 7-3's W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. K7, BAB.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Making the trip, KV9 PIL, clear.
Okay, no, you caught me, Bruce there, Richard, AL7DD.
I was getting the antenna back around to him when he finished his comments, and the PIL station standby. I missed it. So you want to summarize it or try it again? Over.
Well, he said he's going to have a couple of Veterans Day things going on. He said he's going to have their second annual Veterans Day, and then the HOA Association is going to have a get-together, so he's going to take some Coast Guard memorabilia down there and have that. So anything else there, Bruce? Over. Okay, Bruce said that McGee isn't doing too well, and he's kind of limping around, not limping, but hanging around. He had a little stomach problem there, Richard. So that's the report from Bruce, K7, Bravo, Alpha, Bravo, or?
Okay, yeah, Bruce, heard you on that one. The Admiral's doing fine. He's been really spunky of late. I don't know. It might be the cold weather. We went out last night. It was after dark, and there were about four deer standing out here in the backyard, and of course, being the Admiral, he had to exercise his authority. They took off pretty quick, but yeah, that was pretty cool. His buddy Travis from Austin is coming to visit him over the Thanksgiving weekend, so he's been looking forward to that. Two schnauzers in a you know, a chair is almost more than one can handle. 7-3s to you, and I hope McGee gets to feeling better soon. K7BAB, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Okay, Bruce, thank you very much. 7-3s, happy Veterans Day to you. KB9PIL. Is there, did KB9PIL stick around? Apparently not. Let's go with K7 Alpha Bravo.
This is K7AAB. 16 years in the Army, and then 5 years on the Coast Guard Artillery, or it's communication there and in the Army, as well as in the Army, had us in a few units that disbanded over the course of the 90s, and so went from one MOS to another one. I had a total of three MOSs in the Army.
Roger, very good. Well, thank you for your service in the U.S. Army and with the Coast Guard Auxiliary and Communications as well. Got you in Fargo, North Dakota. Is that the QTH there, sir? Over. Roger, Roger. Well, very good, sir. Well, thank you very much for your service, and I hope you have a good Veterans Day, and appreciate you stopping by to say hello, and appreciate the work with the Coast Guard Auxiliary as well. Kilowatt 7, Alpha, Alpha, Bravo in North Dakota, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. 7-3, sir. Semper Paratus, and happy Veterans Day. Over.
73 to you, and the same. Happy Veterans Day, and Semper Paratus. Over.
Roger, Roger. Well, this is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and we've run out of clock here on the 14300. We'll move up to 14327, 14327, and continue on. If you haven't checked in yet or want to check in again, 14327 is the frequency. We'll look forward to that, and we'll see you all back here next Saturday. Don't forget, if you have any ideas on how we can get our Coast Guard brother, Ted, W6VXB, home from Athens, Greece, on a medical, he can't fly commercial. It's got to be on a medical situation. Please contact us via our call book address, KE7A, that's KE7, Kilowatt Echo 7 Alpha, at ARRL.net. We're looking for ideas on how we might be able to get that done. Let's see. Time now for us to turn it over to the Maritime Service Network and our buddy up there in Canada, Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. There's 9 and a whole bunch of little bits into Lethbridge this morning, and I remembered that I wasn't going to give you a hard time, as they have in the last two Saturdays, by only running 5 watts when I'm talking to you. Over.
Oh, so what are you, using 10 now?
50 times that.
Well, that's a little better. Very good. Well, thank you for the reports up there. And we had a little sniff of your weather here last night. A little Canadian cold front came through. But something happened. It must have stopped at the Red River because it didn't get down to but 36 Fahrenheit. They were saying it was supposed to freeze, but it didn't do it. Over.
Well, you're you're a lot luckier than we are. We got another 4 inches of snow last night, and it looks like I'm not going to be able to put it off until Tuesday to let it melt. Weather next week is going to be nice and warm. It's going to be around 50 or so, between 40 and 50 degrees, so that's going to melt all this stuff. Anyway, had a chance to talk to your Coast Guard guys yesterday regarding a maritime problem. First time I've had to do that. Over.
Oh, very good. Where did you call?
Well, I called Miami first. This guy was off of Bahamas, about 300 miles west of the Bahamas, and fellow on board had a heart attack. And so then they transferred me up to Virginia, and then turns out there was another neck control station that was also calling it in, and he had a better copy on the vessel than I did, so I just sat back and played neck control.
Well, very good. Well, I hope they got the gentleman taken care of, and sounds like the Coast Guard jumped right in like they're supposed to. Semper Paratus, always ready.
It was touch and go. They didn't know what they were going to do. They couldn't put a helicopter out that far. They didn't have any boats in the area, they didn't think. Anyway, about 3 hours ago, they showed up and took the fellow off of the boat, so everybody's happy. Over.
Roger, roger. That's good to hear. All right, sir. Well, we'll let you have it, and we're going to QSY up the band a bit. Continue on. Have a nice weekend. Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, now QSY.
Happy Veterans Day, Dick. Over.
Thank you, sir.
It is.
Back to you. W6RSP.
Okay, Ken, very fine. Yeah, we had a couple of guys. In fact, Richard, who's the net control, and Ernie, the fellow I was just talking to, both lived out there. And Ernie's neighbors were killed in that fire, and the house that he used to live in got burnt. So some unfortunate information that we had on the net this morning. But we do talk to our Navy brothers, and we are glad to have you on board this Veterans Day, Ken. W6RSP, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
Okay, fine. 73, catch you down the log. Thank you.
Okay, Ken, thanks for saying hello, and have a good Veterans Day down there. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, AL7DD.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie on board. I was just getting an update. David, Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel was involved in a health and welfare rescue off of the Bahamas yesterday and had to call the Coast Guard, and we were exchanging information on how that went. They were able to eventually get out there near the Bahamas and get the gentleman with a heart attack off the boat. So he was talking about how they were dealing with that. So we did that. Everything else is all well and good. And I heard you had a QSO with somebody, but I wasn't sure who that was. Over.
Okay, that was Ken, W6 Romeo Sierra Papa down in Thousand Oaks. And he's ex-Navy. He just say hello to us this morning. But Ernie's back, and he had a pretty decent signal. He's up and down for me up here. but he said he wanted to talk to you, so he's going to be number one spot there, over.
Okay, did Ken out there in Newberry Park, where Ernie used to live, how are things going down there today? Has it gotten any better, did he say?
I didn't ask him.
Okay. Yeah, that Ernie used to live in Newberry Park. Ernie, W4 Echo Golf, W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie.
You two have the I've heard this tackle that I got hanging out.
Contact, yeah, boy, I'm
in West. I'm back, and you have my...
Stand by.
I have your number, so whenever you're ready to talk, she'll get on the... we'll give you a call on the phone line. And is that Ken, the race driver?
Okay, I've got a couple of stations on there, Ernie. I missed part of that. Ken, are you talking about the Newberry Park?
Yes, yes.
This is Ken, W6RSP.
It's W6RSP, Ken in Newberry Park.
Oh,
yeah, we're in Newberry
my
Park,
neighbor. I talked to him. I used to have been to his house.
We worked
and I can barely hear him. He's also using very little... not very powerful antenna. He has a vertical back there, if I remember. Say hello for me because I can barely hear him.
Yeah, you both were talking at the same time. Let me stand by, everybody. KI4MMZ, go ahead.
Whiskey 5 Charlie took off. Charlie, very quickly, if you could email me the details of that gentleman who needs transport to KI4MMZ at mmfn.org. I will do my normal and see if we can find him a medical flight, over.
All right, KI4MMZ at MSN. What?
Mike Sierra November dot Oscar Romeo Golf, MMSN, Maritime Mobile Service Net.org, over.
MMSN.org. Okay, very good. Yeah, he's in Athens, Greece at the moment at a hospital there, and I will send you an email.
We have plenty of transports coming back from you-know-where, just a little east of there, that could stop him and bring him home. All the very, very best. Tally-ho. KI4MMZ.
KI4MMZ, yeah. We've tried some of that and haven't got a lot of cooperation, but I'll send you what I know, and we can do that after the net there. Thank you very much. W6RSP, Newberry Park, California. W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie. Ken, if you're copying out there, I've got Ernie, W4 Echo Golf in Florida on the horn, and I don't think he's copying you very well, but I wonder how things are in the Thousand Oaks area. Is it getting any better? Over. I don't hear him now. Ken?
Sunset, Dick. I really don't have any copy on you. You said you had Ernie on the from Florida. I know Ernie. He used to live here in Thousand Oaks, the Newberry Park area. So, the band is going out on us, I think. So anyway, back to you, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Whiskey 6, Romeo Sierra Papa.
Yeah, W6RSP. I've got the antenna the wrong way. So Ken, let me. It's coming back around your direction, might help out a little bit out there. Ernie says to tell you hello. He knows he definitely is waving at you from over there in Florida. And my question to you is the situation in Thousand Oaks gotten any better in the last 12 hours or so? Over.
Yeah, actually, Dick, it's pretty good. We had a mandatory evacuation, which we did not do. We are in a mobile home park up at Ventu and Lynn. And of course, we knew Ernie when he was up here, and that's been a few years ago. I think I gave him a bunch of ham sticks before he went to Florida. Anyway, say hi to Ernie for me, and we'll read the mail on you here. And thanks for letting me come in, Dick. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey 6, Radio South Pacific.
Yeah, very good, Ken. There is some fade there, but 100% copy. I used to live in Thousand Oaks as well. over off of Los Arbolos and Parkview. And that area was actually part of the evacuation area, which surprised me that they had gotten that far in into the populated area with that. So I don't know. I guess it must not have gone there, but it was interesting to see that. Over.
Yeah, I think they kind of went overboard on the evacuation thing. We were a little concerned here in the mobile park area because once one of these things start, why the whole park goes. But the winds were a little high, and that's the only thing that that really bothered us. But all of that seems to be pretty well under control. I think most of the fire went over the hill into the Malibu area, and the fires we had from Camarillo were stopped up at the top of the grade, up at the way station. So they really did not get into the Newberry Park area. Several friends of mine are living right at the base of the grade in Newberry Park, and they were safe as could be. I talked to them this morning. So I think it was a little over kill on the mandatory evacuation. So anyway, that's my story, Jack, and I'm going to stay with it. And once again, get my best, Ernie. W5, Charlie Gulf Charlie, Whiskey 6 Radio, South Pacific.
All right, very good. W6 RSP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey 4 Echo Golf. Did you say you could hear him?
Well, yeah, he was about an S4. S4, so my greetings to you, Ken. Thank you.
Greetings back to you, Ken. You were an S4 in Florida, so 7-3s. And thank you for your Navy service, and thanks for the report on the situation in Thousand Oaks, Newberry Park. W6 RSP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, amateur radio net, still in progress, still in the check-in mode. Let's see if we have any other Coast Guard veterans out there that wish to check in. Those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
W4L,
K7IJB, W4LGX. Who else?
Kilo 3, Bravo, Tango, Papa.
K3BTP. You got another one out there. Go ahead.
Alpha, Delta 6, Bravo, Sugar.
Alpha, Delta 6, Bravo, Sugar.
Roger, roger, roger.
All right, others who've served, U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
KB0, Papa, Oscar Delta.
November, India Uniform.
KB0POD in November, India Uniform. Who else?
Whiskey Bravo, 1 Papa.
Whiskey Bravo, 1 Papa. All right, got a bunch of you out there. Who else?
Whiskey India 9, Romeo Alpha Hotel.
Whiskey India 9 Alpha Romeo Hotel. All right, let's work this crew, and we'll go from there. W4LGX, how are you, sir? And happy Veterans Day weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Is that here already?
All weekend.
Well, I just realized it was Saturday.
Well, that's what happens when you're retired. You never know what day of the week it is. That's why you always have to ask.
Well, we've been monitoring the South Florida confusion. We've got a couple of precincts in South Florida that can't handle ballots. A day after they started getting them in, they kept finding boxes of ballots sitting over in this corner and that corner. And, of course, they've done that at the same place several times in history. They can't figure out how to count ballots. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Well, I think they can figure out how to count them. The trick is, where did they come from? But, yeah, we've been watching that situation down there, too, and let's hope that they get it straightened out. It's not fair to the rest of the folks in the state of Florida who follow the rules to have to deal with an area that doesn't. So we'll see how that all plays out. I hope you're doing well. Andy said to tell you hello, And he had his happy hour session yesterday, and he also looking forward to watching some football this weekend. Over.
There you go. Well, I'm doing pretty good for an old guy.
Roger, roger. All right, sir. Well, hang in there. We'll get back to you here in a minute. Got a good signal today. I'm going to get the rest of these fellas checked in. Whiskey 4, Lima Golf X-Ray, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, let me jump out to K7IJB. How are you, sir? K7IJB, Mr. Ken in Yakima, do you copy? Over. Ken has got cochlear implants, and I know sometimes it's hard for him to hear if the band changed on us at all. I'm afraid he probably isn't hearing me right now. K7IJB, once again.
WFICGC, K7IJB. Well, good morning, Dick. About the best I've heard you in a few months, and I thought maybe we'd try to make a contact this morning. Pretty cool here this morning. Got up about 25 degrees, and I think it's up to about 35 now. So it's going to be a cool day. They've got a parade tomorrow, but I don't think I'll be going because it's about at 10:45, and it's still going to be pretty cold. And these old bones, I don't think can take it. Anyway, that's about the size of it. You're up and down. Over.
Roger, roger, Ken. No problem at all. 100% copy, 100% copy. QSL, roger, roger on the cold temperatures there in Yakima. Guess it's getting to be that time of year. So thank you for being there. I hope you have a very good Veterans Day weekend and look forward to it again. Over.
Okay, well, you've went down into the mud now, and I just barely caught over. But we'll say our 7-3s. You have a good weekend also, and that's about it. That's from here, K7IJB.
Roger, roger, K7IJB, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. And 7-3s, have a good Veterans Day weekend there, Ken. K3BTP, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, how you doing? Over.
I'm doing real good here, Dick. Nice copy on your signal, but it's up and down from QSP. And happy Veterans Day tomorrow for you and all our friends in the Coast Guard net. And I wonder if my younger brother is in there today, Dick. I couldn't copy him at all. Is Nick around?
He is, and the signals have been up and down to the northwest. In fact, I was just talking to the station in Yakima and almost lost him. AL7DD, do you copy Paul? Over. Well, he must have stepped away, Paul, but he has been in there. I didn't hear him that time.
Okay, I'm not copying him very well at all. I think we chatted with him before. Thank you very much for letting me in there, Dick. Happy Veterans Day. I'm going to jump out of here, and I'll see Nick on the keys. W5CGC with the Coast Guard net, K3BTP.
Roger, K3BTP, W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie, AL7DD, are you back? Yeah, he must have stepped away for a minute there, Paul. If he comes back in, I'll tell him you were there. Roger.
Roger, roger. Thank you, Dick. 73. Good day to you.
Alpha Delta 6, Bravo Sugar.
W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. This is Alpha Delta 6, Bravo Sugar. Morning, Dick. And, it's been a while since I was able to get into the net here. I've tried, and sometimes I kind of hear you, but this is a good day. I'm using some power today, must be in the neighborhood, 500 watts, and I think that's making some difference. Anyway, we're having a real nice day out here in southern Oregon, and I hear on the topic of Thousand Oaks and Ventura and all that with the fire, we're not impacted at all by that here. We're not seeing any smoke up this way, but I will say that I have a couple of friends who live west of Highway 101, south of here, they're getting smoke. How's it over your way? Over.
Yeah, very good. 86BS, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, of course, here in North Texas, we're just we're doing okay. Had a little bit of a cold snap this morning and maybe another one in the morning. But other than that, just about normal weather here. Plenty of rain this fall season, that's for sure. But we're doing well. Your signal is holding up very nice, S5, S7. So good report out of Medford, Oregon. And you're right, we haven't chatted with you since, back in April. So good to hear you again. I hope you're doing well. Over.
This is 86. Yes, Roger. Yeah, just doing fine here. You know, all of the golden year stuff, notwithstanding. Hi. Yeah, doing okay. We've been having some frosty mornings here. And it's the usual fall stuff. We blew out the in-ground sprinklers just in time. And I don't know, I don't have a whole heck of a lot else to talk about, but life is generally pretty good here, over.
Roger, roger. Well, very good, Cliff. I'm glad to hear that, and I appreciate you for being there. Big Semper Paratus to you. Happy Veterans Day, and enjoy the nice weather there in Medford. Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, 7-3s to you. AL7DD, are you back, sir?
Go ahead, Richard.
K3BTP was in there a few moments ago, but I need to turn it back over to you to get KB0POD, over.
Okay, we'll see if we can get a hold of Leland there. KB0, Papa Oscar Delta, Leland, how's things going up in Florissant, Colorado? How much snow do you have there, Leland? Yeah, well, I saw that the ski areas are all opening up, so they must have a couple of feet. So, happy Veterans Day to you there, Leland. How's things going for you? Okay, you dipped down a little bit, but I heard the happy Veterans Day. So, you got anything else for us this morning, Leland? Okay, you came up pretty good that time. Okay, Leland, well, thanks for stopping by again. Happy Veterans Day, and Semper Paratus to you. Okay, thanks, Leland. You have a good weekend. AL7DD, back to you there, Richard.
All right, got KB0POD. Did he say it was snowing pretty good up there?
Well, he dipped down. I didn't hear how much snow he had, but I know they got quite a bit up there in the mountains.
Roger, roger. And your brother said he would get you on the keys unless you heard him, over.
I did not hear him when he checked in, but we'll see whether we can do anything after the next.
All right, sir. November India uniform. Station ending in November India uniform. Not there. Whiskey Bravo 1 Papa. Hey, Bob, I had to turn the antenna around there, and it, by the time it got there, you were just signing, so I missed your comments. So rewind it and play it all over again. Now that I can hear you, go ahead. Over.
Yeah, well, it wasn't very important. I just said it's been about 6 months since I checked in. The signals, as you know, have been very, very light and very difficult copy. But we're well here and getting ready for another winter season, and prepare for whatever the Lord gives me. So back to you, Dick. Thanks for letting us check in late. W5CGC from WB1P.
Very good. 100% there, Bob. No problem. WB1P. Have you gotten any winter weather up there yet? Over?
Negative. We've had a lot of rain, a tremendous amount of rain, but no none of that white stuff yet, so they're kind of predicting a milder than usual winter, more rain and snow, so we'll have to see how that plays out.
Roger, roger. Any Veterans Day festivities this weekend?
Yeah, we're not participating, but we're attending a local Veterans Day program they have every year at the town library, so we're going to be heading out there tomorrow. We last about 40 minutes or so. Good to see some of the guys who show up, so it's something to look forward to. Certainly something to look forward to for a true war veteran. W5CGC from WB1T.
All right, very good, Bob. Well, you have a good weekend there and a good Veterans Day. Thank you for being there. Semper Paratus, Whiskey Baker 1 Papa in Rhode Island from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net in progress. Still got one or two more on my list here. Whiskey India 9, Alpha Romeo Hotel.
Whiskey India 9, Romeo Alpha Hotel.
I get it backwards. It's Whiskey India 9 Romeo Alpha Hotel.
That is Roger, Roger. I'm in South Central Wisconsin. Not a Coast Guard vet. I'm a Vietnam vet, Army. But my dad was a World War II Coast Guard vet. He served 4 years, over.
Roger, roger. Army veteran. I'm getting all this in the logbook here. And your dad was in the Coast Guard. Very good. When did your dad serve in the Coast Guard? World War II, I would suspect. Over.
Roger. He went in 42, and he had 4 years. Over.
Roger, roger. Very good, sir. Well, thank you very much for your service in the Army, and appreciate you being there, your service at Vietnam as well. Good to have you on board today. Your signal is nice down here in North Texas, running about a 5 and 7, 5 and 8. Whiskey India 9 Radio Alpha Hotel, Whiskey 5 Coast Guard Club. Over.
Roger. He was a chief gunner's mate on a ship, destroyer escort, most of the war back and forth between the East Coast and the Mediterranean. Submarine chasing. Over.
Roger, QSL, very good. Destroyer escort gunner, gunner's mate. Very good. That is good information. I really appreciate you letting us know. Is he still with us? Over.
Negative. He passed away about 12 years ago. Over.
Roger, roger. I've got, my dad was ex-Coast Guard as well, and he's still with us. He's 96. He was a Coast Guard radioman, but was in the Pacific and was involved in running landing boats, LSTs, or whatever they were called back in the day. So got some history there as well. So thanks a lot for coming in with us today. And again, a good Veterans Day to you, sir. Whiskey India 9 Radio Alpha India from W5 Coast Guard Club.
Roger. You guys take it easy, and thanks for everything. We appreciate everybody's service. Whiskey India 9 Romeo Alpha Hotel. We'll be clear.
This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. My name is Dick Delta India Charlie Kilo. I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, the club call, personal call sign Kilowatt Echo 7 Alpha. And put that in the logbook as well. And let's see if we have anybody else out there that still wishes to check in. Those who've served, U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
K-9 Lima November X-ray.
Kilo Alpha 9 Papa Romeo Foxtrot, Bob in Illinois.
By God, K-9 LNX got something fixed, and K-9 Papa Radio Foxtrot. Let's grab you first, KA9PRF. Nice signal. Happy Veterans Day. Over.
Same to you, Dick, and happy Semper Paratus. Everything is good up here. Of course, I'm getting older, so I'm not a very good operator anymore, but it's a pleasure to listen to you and talk to you. Our weather up here, we got about a half an inch of snow and stuff like that, but everything is age appropriate.
Half an inch of snow. Man, that'll paralyze this area for a month. Roger on that. Weren't you a World War II veteran as well?
Yes, I was a World War II veteran, yes. I'm 93 years old.
Yes, sir. I knew you were on the plus side of 90, but I don't talk to you often enough to kind of keep track of the years these days. But it is good to have you on board. And where were you stationed during the war? Over.
I was on a patrol frigate in the North Atlantic, on patrol duty in the North Atlantic.
Roger, patrol in the North Atlantic. Well, you got to experience the cold weather. My dad was in the South Pacific, so he was in the Philippines, and I don't think it was too chilly over there. It was a little hot, as you might imagine, with what was going on there, but he was that's where he was at. Over.
We had lots of snow and ice and stuff on the deck, and they had to get up there and ship it up, but I was in the engine room, so I didn't get a chance to participate in that.
Oh, Roger, Roger. Yeah, very good. What was the name of the vessel you were on?
It was Patrol Frigate Number 60, the USS Charlotte. Charlotte, made after Charlotte in Virginia, North Carolina.
Roger, Roger. USS Charlotte? Very good. Well, thank you, sir, for your service. You have a marvelous, wonderful Veterans Day. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Bob, you can operate that ham radio. As long as you can push the key down and talk on it, I'm here to talk to you. Over.
Thank you, Dick, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. And you're coming in real, real good up here. I mean, you're about the only one I can hear, but it's very clear. Over.
Roger, Roger. Very good. I'm glad we're making the trip up there today. Kilowatt Alpha 9. Papa Radio Fox, Coast Guard veteran, Semper Paratus, sir, from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, K9LNX. You've been shaking and pulling and twisting on the wires?
Yeah, Roger. W5CGC from K9LNX. Yeah, I finally found it. I don't know. A coax connector had the name Radio Shack on it. Would that do anything?
Yeah, they only last so long.
Yeah, I got all out of this one I'm going to get, apparently. So got it changed, and everything seems to work real good. And, yeah, I was sort of interested. A fellow there working the North Atlantic during the Second World War. My dad was in the North Atlantic on destroyer duty. He was on the Bernadou, DD-153. He was the engineering officer. And then my son is a Marine, not anymore, but he was. So we sort of come from a military family. Go ahead.
Roger, Roger, indeed. Thank you, your family, for their service. Same here. I've got, we started adding up the veterans in my family, and we ran out of hands and feet and toes just about. Oh, my goodness gracious. It goes a long way back, with my dad and his dad and his brother and me and my two sons and their two wives, my ex-wife, also Coast Guard. I mean, it's just, we start adding them up, we run out of fingers and toes. Over.
Oh, Roger, I can understand that. Well, the only other one I got in my family was an uncle, and he was in the South Pacific. Started out in the Army and ended up in the Marines, and got a battlefield commission. And from what I can read and some of the indications and paperwork I've got on him, he was one mean mother.
I love it. Oh, well, you kind of had to be. You kind of had to be there, I'm telling you. Yeah, well, both of my sons and daughter-in-laws were in the Air Force, and it's kind of funny because one son retired and the other one didn't. He served his time and went on to something else. But his wife ended up retiring, and then on the flip side, the other, it was the same way. The wife of the son that retired served in the Air Force on C-130s, but didn't stay in. So it's kind of a mixed bag. They, it's kind of like they balance each other out, but they both families have the same medical insurance these days. Over.
Roger. Well, you can't beat that. That's, it's got to be worth something. That's like every once in a while I'll go in and get a discount at a restaurant or something else, and I'll tell a little chick, you're running the cash register. I say, well, I guess there's some advantage to getting old.
There you go. Well, get those veterans discounts out there this weekend. They're all over the place, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'm glad you got that connector fixed. Now maybe we can actually have a QSO every once in a while instead of trying to patch words together like a crossword puzzle. Over.
I sure hope so. It's been giving me fits, and I haven't been able to find it. I finally got mad, started tearing things apart here, and finally got it. It's going to be a good weekend, even though it's going to be cold. They keep talking about that white, fluffy rain that we're supposed to get. But so far, we haven't seen it. So we'll let you go, Dick. And I got other things to do. I got the wife and the granddaughter in the kitchen baking pies, and I keep getting pushed into service to move things around because my wife had shoulder surgery about 6 weeks ago, and she can't do any heavy lifting yet. So we'll see you later. W5CGC, K9LNX.
Well, as long as you get an opportunity to eat some of those pies, now that, I guess you can push around a few peaches and a few apples and maybe some pecans or whatever they're cooking, and as long as you get a piece later on, I think you'll be happy, right?
Well, yeah, you got it right there. Now, this one that's in the oven right now is strictly experimental, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. It's called Hoosier Cream Pie, and neither one of them's ever made it before, so... if you get something in the mail as marked hazardous material, you'll know it wasn't any good. We shipped it your way.
I can't even imagine what would be in a Hoosier cream pie. I'm not sure what could possibly go into that. Oh boy. Well, all right. We'll expect a full report, and if I get a letter in the mail that in the mailbox is smoking when I go out there to get it, I'll know to stay away from it.
Yeah, Roger. So we'll let you run and talk at you later. W5CGC from K9LNX.
K9LNX, W5 Coast Guard Club, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, still in progress. Any additional check-ins, those who've served, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Kilowatt 6, Romeo Echo, Bravo.
4 again?
KM4DKQ.
Hey, KM4DKQ, we haven't talked to you in a while. Who else was there?
Kilowatt 6, Romeo Echo Bravo.
K6REB got a big Veterans Day list this week. Who else?
Whiskey Delta 8, Mike Victor Bravo.
Kilowatt Echo 0, Radio 5, QRP.
Whiskey Delta 8, Mike, is it Victor Bravo?
Roger. Mike Victor Bravo, the handle's G, and I'm in North Central West Virginia.
All right, hang on up there. There was a QRP?
Kilo Echo 0, Radio 5 Zulu operating QRP.
Kilowatt Echo 0, Radio Fox Zulu. All right, let me work the group here, and then we'll continue on here. Kilo Mike 4, KM4 DKQ. How are you? Happy Veterans Day.
Hey, Roger, Dick. This is KF4DKQ. Say to you, happy Veterans Day to you.
Not too much going on here. Everything's on an even keel. I have an interesting note for you if you're interested in copying this.
All right, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. There's a single-handed sailing vessel circumnavigating the Earth here. It's a 75-year-old woman, and last night she was 500 miles off the coast of California, and I copied her for about an hour. She has a skid that comes up at 0345 Zulu. 0345 Zulu. Her call sign is Victor Echo 0 Juliet Sierra. Over.
Victor Echo 0 Juliet Sierra. And what frequency did she come up on?
Roger. 40 meters, 7.150.
By golly, that sounds like quite an undertaking. And 75-year-old solo female?
That's a Roger. Yeah, I didn't talk to her because she's out of band for me, but I copied her for about an hour last night. Over.
Well, by golly, that sounds like something worth tuning into, for sure. It must be quite the journey. I'll definitely look into that. You got any big plans for the Veterans Day weekend?
No, nothing real serious, Dick. Been listening to the band throughout the period here, and glad to hear everybody up on the frequency, and happy birthday to the Marine Corps too, Roger.
Yes, sir. We've been mentioning that every once in a while as well. Big birthday shout out to the U.S. Marines, and we got that out there along with all the veterans. Over.
That's a Roger, Roger. I remember seeing a sign from a World War II picture. Marine Corps had a sign up and said, "The Coast Guard put us here, and we intend to stay."
There you go. Absolutely, the Coast Guard has spent a lot of time out there getting Marines where they needed to be, especially out in the Pacific during World War II. My dad was one of them. Over.
Yeah, it's a Roger, Roger there. I heard you speaking about that. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. He's got some stories there. Got some stories and some pictures to tell. That's for sure. Including one time he was driving some kind of a vehicle. I think it was some kind of a flatbed truck, and he was coming down the hill from somewhere, and a Japanese guy jumped on the back of the doggone thing, and he wiggled it around and hit some bumps and knocked him off and kept on going. Over.
Well, how about that? That's a story.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't know. I think he just got out of Dodge at that point. But yeah, he tells that story every now and then. He didn't elaborate on what happened after that, I guess. Anyway, Cliff, good to have you on board. KM4DKQ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Big 73, Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look forward to chatting with you later. Over.
Okay, Roger, Dick, and I'll be up on 150 there listening. I hope to hear you if you can hear what's going on there. Over.
Roger, Roger. I'll see what I can do this evening about listening that direction. Got something going on here with my wire antenna today. It's not working, and I'm not sure what may have happened out there. So I've got to do some investigating. Otherwise, I'm kind of not able to get on 40 at the moment. So I got to see what's going on there. 73's KM4DKQ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, Dick. Bye bye.
I got Kilowatt 6 Radio Echo Bravo. Go ahead.
Good morning. Here we go. REC here. And my brother was over in Okinawa in the Army. Couldn't get him to go on the Coast Guard. But, he figured he wanted to stay on the land a little bit more. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Bob. K6REB, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on board with us there from Santa Maria. You're Roger, your brother's service in Okinawa. You're a little far. You're a little up north of where the fires are. I hope everything's okay where you are. Over.
Well, we're on the central coast, Ben Neal, so we're kind of between them. You know, the northern part of the state, all the plains, down L.A., Southern California, Malibu, having problems. It could happen here. It's dry, and it's dry up there. No rain, the moisture coming in. In fact, the wind the other day blew the, what do they call it, the marine layer out, so that's when the humidity really drops over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I hope it stays safe out there where you are. I know, unfortunately, you get your share of fires up in that area, too. So keep our fingers crossed that doesn't happen this time around. Anything planned up for the weekend for Veterans Day?
K7.
We'll just be
taking it as it comes along. There are some barbecues and stuff, but Pops doesn't want to move around too much, so he's in his knife. So we'll just play it close to the chest here and see what happens. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, very good, sir. Well, you have a good weekend. Good Veterans Day to you and the family. We'll look forward to chatting with you next week. K6REB, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Semper Paratus.
7 and 3s to you. I'm out.
Whiskey Delta 8, Mike Victor Bravo.
Whiskey Delta 8, Mike Victor Bravo. I'm here in West Virginia. And my brothers are lazy guys, but I'm here.
All right, hang on. I'm going to have to wheel the wheel around there to you a little bit there, Gene. Get the beam back in your direction. It'll be coming around there. Whiskey Delta 8, Mike Victor Bravo in West Virginia. And I didn't you mentioned, I think you said your brother, Coast Guard. Did I hear that right, over?
No, boy, you got a great signal in here. No, both my brothers were Navy, and I was Air Force, and my dad was Marines. But I was only in there 3 years, 11 months, 29 days, but my brothers, one of them retired after 35 years, and he was a pilot or something in there, and my other brother was also a pilot.
Roger, roger. Well, thank you for your service in the Air Force and for your family's service as well. That sounds like a good military bunch there from West Virginia. Hope you have a good Veterans Day weekend. You got a big, strong signal now that I've turned the antenna. S9 in here to Dallas-Fort Worth. Over.
Oh, roger. Thank you for that signal report. We're on a running a little long wire antenna out the door here. But it's a new radio. You're only about a tenth contact on this. But I appreciate you come back, and you have a nice holiday. And I assume you're also a veteran. It seems like your dad was. I've been listening here to you for a good while. So 73, you all have a nice day out there.
Roger, roger. Yep, U.S. Coast Guard veteran, also Vietnam vet. So 73s to you. And Semper Paratus from us. Thank you for your service in the Air Force. Kilowatt Echo Zero, Radio Fox Zulu.
Whiskey 6.
All right, KE0RFZ, a little bit of rough copy. I understand your QRP. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. Name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. And your report would be about a 4x2, 4x2 for your logbook. And my question for you is, do you have any military service? Over. Oh, sure. Okay, Ben. Very good. Call sign is Whiskey 5, Charlie, Golf Charlie. Whiskey 5, Coast Guard Club. Over.
Whiskey 5, Charlie, Golf Charlie. Got it. And you are 559-559 in St. Paul, Minnesota. And thanks for your report to me. Back to you.
All right, Ben, thank you, and you have a good weekend there in St. Paul, Minnesota. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net in progress on this Veterans Day weekend. Big turnout today, and I just heard another one, Whiskey 6, Alpha, India, Lima.
Roger that. Dick, you've got a nice signal into California.
Very good, Howard. How are things in Oroville? You guys staying out of trouble this year?
No, it looks like we're in trouble. Actually, the big fire up in Paradise is just about destroyed the city. And we're understanding that we're subject to very, very heavy winds coming out of the canyon tonight. So we're all suggested that we pack and leave. So we're getting ready right now, and probably later in the evening as the wind picks up and we get the word that there's a chance to fire into Oroville, why we may retire from the area.
Holy mackerel, you can't win for losing up there. First of all, they try to drown you with the big dam up the road there, and now fires. Well, we wish you all the best, and stay safe, and my gosh, don't wait too long to get out of there. I'm sure some of those pictures of people driving through fire, and a lot of them didn't make it, and that's the scary thing. Over.
The fire moved so very fast. The fire here now in the Paradise area is up to 100,000 acres. They've burned 5,400 homes, 260 businesses. It's unbelievable. But if this fire were to jump Lake Oroville and get into Oroville, we would be in a mess. So as a precautionary measure, people are leaving the area.
I think that's a good move. Get out of there before it becomes an emergency. But stay safe. Hopefully next week you'll be able to come back and give us a report that everything went just well and it went all the way around you. Over.
I hope so, too, and I will definitely make it a point if that's the case. Anyhow, you've got a lot of other fellows that like to chat. Bless you for Veterans Day, my friend, and semper paratus to you and all the buddies on the net today.
All right, Howard, thank you, sir. Semper paratus to you. Have a good Veterans Day, and I hope you have a safe Veterans Day weekend, and not the one necessarily that you would have planned for, but sounds like you're doing the right thing there by heading out early ahead of what could be a problem. W6AIL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, and W4EG. I haven't forgotten either one of you, but it's been kind of busy over here. AL 7 Delta Delta, would you like to make a net call? I need to take a break. Over.
Richard, very good. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta 4 Net Control. Do we have any other stations that have served their country in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service, doctors that serve with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary want to check in?
Kilo, Foxtrot,
Kilo, Foxtrot, question mark, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Romeo Delta Uniform, over.
Romeo Delta Uniform, RDU?
Roger, roger. Sounds like it's a coax, over.
Okay, I brought the quad down a little bit further. KF5 RDU from Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Go ahead, sir.
Roger, roger. Just wanted to check in for the numbers. From the Coast Guard that served active duty in the Army from 1967 to 1969. Over.
Okay, U.S. Army from 1967 to 1969. Is that right?
Roger, roger.
Okay, well, we talked to our Army brother in there, and thank you for your service in the Army. I take it you're probably a Vietnam vet, or over?
Vietnam hero,
I'm sure
you're not sure about.
Well, by golly, that's unusual, but anyway, very good. Thanks, and handle there, over.
Handle here is Howard, Hotel Oscar Whiskey, Alpha Romeo.
Okay, you dropped off at the end, but I think you said Howard, Hotel Oscar Whiskey, Alpha Romeo Delta, is that correct?
Roger, roger.
Okay, Howard, oh, very fine, and you have a very fine Veterans Day this weekend, and remember our fallen brothers. And those that have served and gone before us, over.
Will do.
Okay, you came up really nice that time. Anyway, thanks again, Howard, and appreciate you checking in with us this day. Kilo, Fox 5, Romeo Delta Uniform, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta. Any other stations that served in the Coast Guard? Let me take the quad around to the north and see if we can get any of our Alaskan brothers. We didn't have much luck other than KL7IWC, but it was pretty interesting conversation with Larry. To the north here and turn toward Alaska, looking for any of our Alaskans that are still staying around. KL2, Papa Mike. KL7, November, Charlie. KL1, Alpha, Sierra. KL7, Quebec, November. KL7, Alpha, Echo, Delta. KL2, Yankee, Echo. KD2, ERV, or maybe, Lindsay, KN4, Alpha, Alpha, Whiskey. Any of our Alaskans? Any other Alaskans for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net? Okay, we'll bring back the quad toward the east here and make one more call for anybody from the east of us. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta looking for those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors that serve with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary. Want to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net? Well, nothing heard there, Richard. It's the 1 kilo Fox 5 Romeo Delta uniform, over.
Roger. He was up in Wichita Falls. I didn't catch. Was he Air Force?
He was Army. Howard, and he was Army in a Vietnam era vet, but he didn't serve in Vietnam. Over.
Roger, Roger. I didn't know. So Wichita Falls got a big Air Force base up there. So very fine. I got him in the logbook as well, and I think we're give it one more final call. I appreciate your sticking with it today. Got a big list here. It's going to be a long file to upload to the webpage later on. This is W5 Coast Guard Club, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on this Veterans Day weekend, looking for additional and final call check-ins for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. I guess we got them all, and Lord, we should have after 3 hours on the air, I think. My electric bill is going to be something this month. Over.
Well, yeah, I guess it will be, especially if it's cold down there. You got to use your electric heat.
I'm just the blower on this amplifier is warming up the shack real nice.
Say, I got a little bit of a tidbit, especially for the fellows that served in Vietnam. If you go to spaceweather.com, I don't know if it's still up there right now, but they were talking about auroras, and during, I think it was 1972, we had some very, very great auroras, and it set a bunch of bombs off because of the magnetic field disruption. And it set a bunch of bombs off in Vietnam, and I forget how many it was, but they gave the information on spaceweather.com. So I thought that was pretty interesting. We probably didn't hear about it at the time, and now it's about 30-some years later or so, maybe more than that, 50-some years, 68. But anyway, it set a bunch of bombs off because of the magnetic field interruptions, W5CGCAL7DD.
Oh, man, that's not good. That's kind of scary. I hadn't heard about that, that's for sure. All righty, sir. Well, thank you for your help. I'll take a look at that as well. I know W4 Echo Golf, are you still there?
I've been here all the time. By the way, there was someone calling CQ right on top of Dick. So maybe he's trying to call you.
I didn't hear him. That's interesting. Do you have my cell phone number? I hope that's the only phone number I have now, Ernie.
Oh, well, that's the problem. I need your number because the one I have didn't work.